Michael's not that bad as a song leader. He's pretty good. He's pretty good. I insult Michael sometimes, but I'm giving him some credit tonight. But it's good to be with you tonight. I appreciated Bob Adcock's message this morning. If you don't know what it means to be born again after that, hearing that message, you better go back and do some reading. I told Bob this morning, I said, you're a good extemporaneous preacher. I said, I need some preparation time, folks. I'm not very good at that. But I went back into the archives this afternoon, opened up the vault, the sermon vault, and pushed away the cobwebs a little bit, walked in there and kind of looked around, and I came up with a message that I gave about a year and a half ago. So this is true confession time right here. And hopefully it'll be a benefit to you. It's a wonderful passage in the Scriptures. It's in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, if you want to turn there. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. About King Uzziah. This chapter deals with a number of spiritual truths I think we can learn. One of them is the destructive nature of pride. You know, I know some people have a problem. Some Christians have a problem with pride. Some Christians don't. It depends on a great deal on your background, your personality, your temperament. In this particular case, King Uzziah started out really well as a king of Israel, and he ended so tragically. And I think we can learn from that, learn from King Uzziah's life. And by the way, King Uzziah, but in 2 Chronicles he's mentioned as Uzziah, so we'll use Uzziah tonight because that's what it says. But, you know, sometimes when we receive praise and commendation from other people, we think we've accomplished many wonderful things for God. When we think that the people should honor us and praise us, that type of thing, I think we have too much pride if we're thinking like that. If we think, well, you know, I'm pretty indispensable here at Northgate Chapel, they can't do anything without me. You know, I think we've crossed over the line there into spiritual pride. And King Uzziah had that problem when he was king of Israel. And we're going to see at the end of the chapter what happened to him as a result of his spiritual pride. You know, God is a God of holiness and righteousness. God is not going to let sin slide in our lives as believers. He's not going to wink at our sin, and he certainly didn't with King Uzziah. And spiritual pride, I think, is one of those things which can undermine those of us who are in public ministry for the Lord. Whether you're on the platform here preaching, or in Sunday school, or Awana, or any other public place, or even when you serve behind the scenes. Spiritual pride can enter into our hearts. Satan uses that pride against you as a Christian and against me as a believer. So we've got to be aware of that. And, you know, I've often said in the Word of God, why does God put a particular passage or a particular chapter in the Scriptures? I believe in 2 Chronicles 26, God is putting this chapter in here to warn us, to warn you, to warn me about pride in our life. And, you know, pride can do some really terrible things. It can break friendships. It can destroy families. It can destroy marriages. And in this particular case, spiritual pride, I've seen men in ministry over the years who were very gifted people let pride into their life, and they weren't as effective for the Lord as they used to be. So we've got to be careful as the people of God about what spiritual pride is and guard against it. And there's some things also we can learn in this chapter about King Uzziah that we're also going to discover. But first of all, let's read the first five verses of 2 Chronicles 26 and look at King Uzziah. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father, Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecholiah of Jerusalem, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Let's stop right there just for a few minutes. First of all, we see in these first five verses, Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king of Israel. He was a young fellow then. And if you notice there in verse 4, we can see how God sums up his reign when he first started. It says in verse 4 that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. You know, King Uzziah was a good king. When he started out as an excellent king, he kept God's laws in the Old Testament. He led the people of Israel in their obedience to God. He made certain that the sacrificial system was followed by the people. He did that which was right in the eyes of God. As a king of Israel, he started out his reign on the right foot. And we also see that in verse 5 that he sought God in the days of Zechariah, and it says at the end of verse 5 that God made him to prosper. As a result of King Uzziah's obedience to God, God's hand of blessing was on him as king. God made him to prosper. You know, when we have a clear conscience before God and we are obedient to God, life is easier to bear. You know, we have a growing, vital relationship with the Lord. You know, if we're engaged in that and we're obedient to God, we can see God's hand of blessing on our life so clearly. And we see here Uzziah was in the same situation. He was an obedient servant to God when he became king at 16 years old. When he became king of Israel, he was a leader that the people of Israel could look up to. He was a king that the people of Israel could respect, that they could follow. And the reason he was like that is because King Uzziah was obedient to the Lord God of Israel. And he had a good start as a king. And one of the spiritual truths I think we can see in this chapter as we go along, I'll mention this a little bit later, is the fact that we can start well as believers in Christ, but do we end well as believers in Christ? Have you ever thought about that? You know, Warren Wiersbe was in a prayer meeting, he said, years ago, and he heard this elderly brother get up and pray, and one of his prayers was, "Lord, help me to end well in my life." You know, I have seen Christians, and you have too, who started off their Christian life just like King Uzziah did as king of Israel. They sought the Lord, they had a vital, growing relationship with God, but at some point in time, at somewhere in their life as a believer, they fell by the wayside. It could have been spiritual pride, it could have been some other sin in their life, but they no longer meet with us. They no longer serve the Lord. They're no longer praying and reading the Scriptures. They've fallen by the wayside. How sad and tragic that is. But you know, brother, sister in Christ, there's a warning in there for us. You may say, and I may say, well, you know, that'll never happen to me. Because you know, I don't have that kind of pride. That'll never happen to me. But it can happen to you. And it can happen to me. God forbid. So we have to be careful of how we evaluate ourselves in the light of the Word of God. That spiritual pride can enter our minds and enter our hearts. Satan can use that against us. And it could be a trap for us as believers, especially those of us who serve the Lord on a regular basis. But let's read on, start reading in verse 6, and we'll go through verse 15. Verse 6 reads, And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and brake down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabna, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians, and that dwelt in Gerbal, and the Mehunims, and the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad, even to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and in the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. And he built towers in the desert, and digged many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel. For he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account, by the hand of Jael, the scribe, and Messiah, the ruler under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500. They made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones with them. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. That's a word in verse 14, habergeons. I've never seen that word before. I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it. I did find out that that word meant body armor, which is a lot better word than whatever that word, habergeons, however you pronounce it. But anyway, I thought I'd point that out to you. That's an interesting word. That's an old. I'm sure that's an old English word translated by the King James translators. But it does mean body armor. Okay, in case you're wondering. And if I've mispronounced that, and you know how to pronounce it, please speak to me after the meeting. I'd like to know how to pronounce that. But anyway, we see in verses 6 through 15 a list of King Uzziah during his reign, of his accomplishments during his reign in verses 6 through 15. First of all, in verse 6, we see that he was warring, or the Israel was engaged in a war against the Philistines. In verse 7, we see that God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians and the other enemies of Israel, the Ammonites. And he built towers in Jerusalem, in verse 9, strengthened and fortified the city of Jerusalem. And he even built towers and fortifications in the desert. And he dug wells in the desert. He started gaining livestock. And in verse 11, we see that Uzziah's king had a host of fighting men. The number of the army, I think in verse 13, it says he had over 300,000 soldiers in his army as king that he commanded. And in verse 14, he prepared them. He gave them the best fighting equipment and the weapons that he could give them, shields, spears, helmets, body armor, bows, and slings to cast stones. He made... In the city of Jerusalem, he built towers that shot arrows and great stones. He built Jerusalem up as a defensive fortification as king of Israel. So he did a lot of things. He fortified the city of Jerusalem. He dug all the wells and built that huge army. And King Uzziah, as king of Israel, did many wonderful things. I mean, we see his accomplishments here in these verses. But we also see at the end of verse 15, if you notice that, his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped. You know, our reputations go before us, not sometimes. You know, Christians hear about you and hear about me and the kind of people we are, our character and what our personality and that type of thing. And, you know, they can evaluate us, make some sort of opinion about what we're like. And people may think, well, you know, that Earl White, that good-for-nothing lowlife, I tell you what, we're gonna have to do something better with him. Or they could say something about brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so are fine Christians, they're wonderful people. You know, we have a sometimes we build reputations in our public service for God. Uzziah was in a situation where, as the king of Israel, his name and his reputation spread far beyond the borders of Israel. And people began to evaluate and begin to make opinions in their own minds about King Uzziah, what kind of king he was, in verse 15. And in verse 15, it also said that last phrase is one of the key phrases in this whole passage. It says, his name spread far abroad, he was marvelously helped, till he was strong. Till he was strong. Do you notice that? You know, brother, sister in Christ, we can build up in our lives and a good and wonderful relationship with the Lord. We can think in our own minds that we're obedient to God in our own minds. We can believe that other people admire us, respect us, and love us. We can believe that the things we do for God are all good. We can believe that God is going to use us in His work, and we're beyond criticism. You know, when we reach that point in our minds, in our lives, in our hearts, we've got to be very careful how we evaluate ourselves before God. We have to look at ourselves from God's point of view. We have to look at our work that we do for God from God's perspective. I think King Uzziah, I think one of the things that, one of the problems he had, he lost his perspective as king of Israel. He started out so well. He built these wonderful fortifications. He had this 300,000-man army. He had all these weapons, these modern weapons that he supplied his army with. He was strong. But the problem is, when he got strong, he was filled with pride. He was filled with pride. And you know, as I said before, it can happen to you. It can happen to me. We can think that we're so indispensable in God's work that our minds and our hearts start to think, well, you know, I'm a pretty good Christian here. We don't say that to other people. You see, we may think in our own minds, well, you know, I've done such a wonderful work over these years for God, and God has used me in this and that. And before you know it, pride has made its mark in our hearts and in our minds. We must guard against that. King Uzziah did not guard his heart against pride, and that led to his downfall. It led to his downfall. Well, let's look at or read verses 16 through 21, and let's see what happened to King Uzziah. Verse 16 reads, "But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king and said to him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense, and while he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out from thence, yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper until the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land." We see here that King Uzziah, in verse 16, did exactly what we've been talking about. He says in verse 16, "When he was strong, his heart was lifted up." That's pride. That's pride. That's spiritual pride. His heart was lifted up. You know, when our hearts are lifted up in our own minds and our own imaginations, that leads to pride. It will lead to spiritual pride. It will lead to something like, well, you know, I'm a better Christian than so-and-so here. You know, I don't do the things that the Christian so-and-so here does. I don't say these things and this that thing about or different things. You know, I'm a better person than brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so. You know, brother, sister in Christ, when we start thinking like that, we have too much pride in our hearts, in our minds. And I've been there. I've been there. I can tell you, and you can probably tell me what it's like. We have to go back to the Lord, and we have to confess our sin to the Lord of pride and vanity in our own hearts. You know, King Uzziah in verse 16 says that his heart was lifted up to his destruction. You know, that's what spiritual pride leads to. It leads to our destruction. That's what it can lead to. And in verse 16 it says, "He transgressed against the Lord his God. He went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense." And you may think, well, what's the big deal about that? I mean, he just went into the temple and burned some incense to the Lord. I mean, that's a good thing. Well, see, God in his laws made it very clear specifically that the only ones who would make sacrifices and burn incense to the Lord were the priests, the Levites, the sons and descendants of Aaron. What King Uzziah did was a sin against God. He committed a sin. He broke the Old Testament law. He sinned against God. But you know, he did it willfully. King Uzziah didn't just fall into this type of sin. It wasn't one of those spur-of-the-moment type of things. He willfully and knowingly went into the temple and he burnt incense to God and sinned against God. That's exactly what he did. And the reason he did that is because his heart was lifted up with pride. It was lifted up with pride. And we see in verse 17 that Azariah the priest went into him and said, "What in the world are you doing, King Uzziah? You can't do this. The only ones who could burn incense in the temple are the priests. Get out of the temple now." And Uzziah, in verse 19, you notice the reaction that he had in verse 19. It says that Uzziah was wroth. And the word wroth means angry. He was mad at Azariah for ordering him out of the temple. That's how much pride that King Uzziah had that was in his heart. He was wroth. He was angry. And it's interesting, the response there, because sometimes people who are confronted with their pride, they do get angry sometimes, you know. But, you know, I have an opinion about this, and the Word of God doesn't say this. This is just my opinion. I just want to let you know about that. Suppose Uzziah, at that point, when he was confronted by King Azariah, suppose King Uzziah said, "You know, I've made a big, horrible mistake. My heart has been filled with pride. I need to go before the Lord and confess this sin and make a sacrifice before God because I've done a horrible, terrible thing." Do you think God would forgive him for that? Of course. Of course. God is a merciful God. He would forgive. But you know, Azariah didn't do that, did he? He got angry. His response was anger. He got mad. See, Uzziah thought that he was better than the priest in the temple. Uzziah thought that he could make the sacrifice or burn incense on the altar of incense, and he had that. He could take that responsibility upon himself. But he was wrong. He was wrong. He sinned against God. He sinned against God. And as a result, it says in verse 19 that as soon as Uzziah got angry, leprosy broke out on his forehead. And this is a dread disease back in the time, Old Testament times. There was no cure for it. And the Lord himself struck Uzziah with leprosy in the temple. Another thing that we can see, you know, God is he's very long-suffering with us as the people of God. You know, we can sin against God. We can do make mistakes and errors and willfully, even knowingly, sin against God. I've done that, you know. You have too. But, you know, when we go back, or I should say, when we sin against God and we don't confess that sin, God is going to take matters into his own hands and he will correct us. He will chasten us in order to bring us back to that point of confession and repentance. Uzziah had that opportunity of confessing and repenting of his sin in this particular case, and he didn't do it. He didn't do it because his heart was so filled with pride. His heart was so lifted up with pride. And it says in verse 20 that the priest saw the leprosy in his forehead, and they thrust him, they cast him, pushed him out of the temple as soon as they could in verse 20, because the Lord had smitten him, or the Lord had struck him with leprosy because of his pride. And in verse 21, which is a very sad verse. Verse 21 says that he was a leper until the day of his death. He was a leper until the day of his death. You know, I don't know if King Uzziah confessed and repented of his sin. I really don't know. If he was a leper until the day of his death, maybe he didn't repent of his sins. The scriptures really are silent at that point. And I wouldn't want to make a conjecture whether he did or not. But in any case, he was a leper until the day of his death as king of Israel. And he dwelt in a several house. The phrase several house means an isolated house. As a leper in Israel, he had to live by himself with no human contact because of his leprosy. Because the leprosy was a contagious disease. King Uzziah was totally and completely cut off from his family, cut off from his friends, and cut off from the people of Israel. Totally and completely. And why had he ended up in a situation like that? Because of his pride. His heart had been lifted up in pride against God. And in verse 21 it says that he was cut off from the house of the Lord. How sad that is. He couldn't even go in the temple and worship and serve the Lord anymore for the rest of his life. And you know, there's an interesting verse, I think, that we should take a look at in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Keep your place in 2 Chronicles 26 and turn to Deuteronomy 8. These verses, I think, sum up the reign of King Uzziah. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 11, verses 11 through 14. Deuteronomy 8:11, and this is the Lord speaking. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. This is exactly, precisely, what King Uzziah had done. His heart was lifted up, and he forgot the Lord his God. He forgot the Lord his God. Brother, sister in Christ, our hearts can be lifted up in pride. We can forget the Lord. We can. It's possible. So that's why we have to be careful in our own minds and our hearts. You know, in verse 11 through 13, the Lord gave a list of all those things that he had done for Israel, all the flocks multiplying, the silver and the gold that they had gotten. And God is giving the people of Israel, and he's giving us a warning. He's telling us we have to be careful about spiritual pride. It can be a trap. It can be like you're walking along in the woods and all of a sudden you fall into this huge hole. And we've got to be careful. You know, God warns us in his words about certain things. And I believe pride here is what happened, is a warning, and it's what happened to King Uzziah. He started out so well. If you go back to verse 4, it says, when he was king, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. If you go back to verse 21, you see that he was cut off from the house of the Lord, and he was a leper until the day of his death. How sad and how tragic that is. And, you know, you and I must never point the finger at other people, at other Christians who have fallen. We should never say, well, look at Earl down there. He's sinned and he's fallen, and he's not the same Christian that he used to be. And look at that. God forbid that we should do that. You know, the Lord doesn't look at us, fallen Christians, like that. God still, the Lord Jesus still loves those Christians who have fallen away from him. He wants them to come back. And that should be our attitude. We should never be in a place where, well, you know, I'm sorry about Earl. That's tough, but he brought it on himself, and he's getting what he deserves, and that type of thing. You know, that's a prideful attitude, I think. Let's develop the attitude of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go back and read how the Lord Jesus spoke to people and dealt with people. How did the Lord Jesus deal with a Christian who had fallen like Peter? Did the Lord Jesus just cross him off the list and put him off into the Sea of Galilee? Go back to fishing, Peter. You've blown it there, buddy. I can't use you anymore. The Lord Jesus never did that. Our Savior is a compassionate Savior. He's a loving Savior. When we fail him, he wants us to come back to him. The problem with King Uzziah, he didn't come back to the Lord. When he was confronted with his pride and confronted with his sin, he was angry. He was angry. He turned away from God, and he refused to repent of his sin. How sad and how tragic that is. And we see, you know, I don't like to have too much of a negative type of message, but I think this passage here is a warning to you and to me that God has given us tonight, that we have to be on guard. We have to guard our hearts and guard our lives and guard our thoughts regarding pride and spiritual pride. And there's some verses in James that I happen to remember also in James chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." He resists the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Verse 10 of James 4 says, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." He shall lift you up. You think if King Uzziah had humbled himself in the sight of the Lord when he was confronted with his sin, you think God would have lifted him up? I think he would have. God would have done that. God would have said, Uzziah, you've done wrong. You've sinned against me, but you've confessed your sin, and I forgive you. Uzziah could have sought God's forgiveness, but he didn't do that because of his pride, you see. Because of his pride. That's why we must be careful in our Christian experience. And sometimes we struggle with that because we see other Christians who get more recognition than we do. We see other Christians who are loved and respected more than we do. We see other Christians who are going on for the Lord and seemingly successful in the ministry that God has given them, more so than we are. And, you know, we could have those thoughts in our mind of jealousy and pride can enter in. We must be careful about that. We must be careful, you know, because our Savior is a loving loving and compassionate Savior, but he is also a righteous and just and holy Savior. He hates sin. He hates sin. And we should, too. So let's remember this message about King Uzziah and his life. He started out so well, but he ended so tragically. And there's a lot we can learn about his life to apply to our lives as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you so much for the Word of God tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've given your Word as an instruction, as a warning. We take this Word literally, Father. We believe it. We pray, Father, that with sincere hearts that we may come before you tonight. And if there's any pride in any of our hearts here tonight, Father, we pray, Lord, that we may confess it to you as sin and accept your forgiveness. We just commit these dear Christians, these ones here tonight, into your loving care. We pray that you will watch over them and help them grow, Father. Help them develop lives of humble dependence upon you. And we just thank you for the person of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who went all the way to the cross of Calvary for us. We thank you for him and his wonderful sacrifice for our sins. And we give you praise, thanksgiving, sight, in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.